The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Well, at 20 minutes to five, we can now say the decision taken in 1975 by this country to join the common market has been reversed by this referendum to leave the EU. We are absolutely clear now that there is no way that the Remain side can win. It looks.
Watch and listen carefully. This is history in the making.
The British people have spoken, and the answer is we're out.
Cast in favour of leave was 82,000.
The UK has voted to get out of the European Union in a referendum that's divided the country.
The official results are in. The people of Britain have spoken.
As such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
Seismic. There are predictions that it will cause enormous turmoil inside the European Union.
This moment, this is a seismic moment for our country that goes far beyond all the personalities. There's going to be a lot of chat what happens to David Cameron. This is a big thing for our country. And what this has exposed is a lot of division, and there's a lot of talk as if this is an overwhelming win. It isn't. There's 48% of people on the current projection who did not vote for this.
This will be a victory for real people, a victory for ordinary people, a victory for decent people. The dawn is breaking on an independent United Kingdom. Let June the 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day.
What happens next is that Britain and Europe must now negotiate a complicated and painful divorce. There's hundreds of billions of dollars, thousands of laws that needed to get sorted out. Britain wants to go slow on that. But today, European leaders say they want Britain out for good as soon as possible.
British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction. I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months, but I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination. This is not a decision I've taken lightly, but I do believe it's in the national interest to have a period of stability and then the new leadership required. There is no need for a precise timetable today, but in my view, we should aim to have a new Prime Minister in place by the start of the Conservative Party conference in October. A negotiation with the European Union will need to begin under a new Prime Minister. And I think it's right that this new Prime Minister takes the decision about when to trigger Article 50 and start the formal and legal process of leaving the EU.
What is the biggest headline today? Well, it should be what Herbert Armstrong said 60 years ago. It should be what he said in 1956. Germany is the economic and military heart of Europe. Probably Germany will lead and dominate the coming United States of Europe. But Britain will be no part of it. That's Herbert Armstrong in 1956. That's Herbert Armstrong 60 years ago. He said in Mystery of the Ages, this was in the last year of his life, the soon coming resurrected Holy Roman Empire, a United States of Europe, a union of 10 nations, he said. And then later on, well, he was talking about that resurrection, the final one, and he said later, Britain will not be in that empire soon to come. And so, as you heard there with the montage, we've been consistently repeating that same message my father said a few years ago. We've said for many years, Britain would not be part of the final European Union. We've said this for many, many years. That's the biggest headline today.
Britain has just left the European Union, and the whole world was shocked, and the global stocks plunged around the world. One of the triggers to Britain's getting out of the European Union was this massive immigration, but it goes a lot deeper than that. There's more to it than that, and a lot more, but where the EU goes, or the European Union goes from here, is going to shock this world 1,000 times more than Britain leaving the European Union. Now, I was not stunned by Britain leaving the European Union, because we have been proclaiming for some 70 years that it would leave. That it would leave, and how could we possibly know that? That's something to ponder.
Indeed it is. That's something to ponder. We weren't surprised 10 years ago. As you heard from the Trumpet Daily, was radio at that time, so there was no video. But as you heard in the program we put together the day after Brexit, this is something Herbert Armstrong had been talking about for 60 years. Six decades. And my father there says in that Key of David, that's from July of 2016. He said, I'm not stunned by this at all. It is something to ponder. You talk about the sure word of Bible prophecy. It's exciting. It should be. It should be something we ponder and think about. If God's hand is there, if it's present, if it's involved, well, that should wake us up and consider some of the other things he prophesied. If you're shocked by Brexit in 2016, well, just wait until those 10 kings in Europe. Britain's going to be out. Okay, so that part has happened. But then wait for that seventh and final resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show, a special show. As I said on the program yesterday, anniversaries, looking back, whether it's 10 years, whether it's 50 years, a century, it's helpful. It helps to give us some perspective. We're coming up to, I think it's the 30-year anniversary of Britain saying goodbye to the Stone of Destiny when they took it up to Scotland. They said goodbye to that stone that goes all the way back to the book of Genesis. It's quite a year to commemorate things, to remember things, to remember prophetic events, to remember shameful events, to remember momentous developments like Herbert Armstrong's conversion to the truth 100 years ago this fall. Just going back to that cold open, the montage, that time period, amid the dizzying pace of end-time prophetic events, how pivotal was that period in 2016, 2017. I was wondering even this morning in Edstone, we were just down the motorway from all that was happening in London and around the UK at that pivotal moment. Edstone was where the Trumpet Daily got started the year before, 2015. And then 2016, you have Brexit. And then a few months after that, you've got the world introduced to Jeroboam. I mean, the world doesn't see him as Jeroboam. But Donald Trump shocked the world just a few months after Brexit. And a couple months after Donald Trump shocked the world, God gave to my father the understanding about the new throne of David, the new stone. God was, he was lining everything up in place for the last furious rush of fulfilled prophecies. Everything's in place. Britain's out. The throne is secure. It's thriving. The throne that Jesus Christ is going to rule from. We're in the Jeroboam end.
Again, if you're not grounded in God's truth, the sure word of prophecy, you can look at, well, I mean, it was a messy and complicated divorce. It took almost 4 years before Britain was finally out. And you're saying all of this about the Holy Roman Empire and Germany getting stronger. And well, now it's been 10 years. 10 years is like that. In God's eyes, it certainly is. Just like a flash. Everything was lined into place. Everything aligned perfectly with so many prophecies intersecting during that pivotal time, 2016, 2017, including for God's work, God's church. Herbert Armstrong said this back in 1968. He said, "Have you noticed that as conditions grow worse and worse in the world, in America and Britain, this work of God grows constantly stronger and stronger, more and more powerful?" Well, that's certainly true. If it was true in 1968, that's certainly true for 2016, 2017. All of these earth-shaking events. And then God revealing so much truth about the new throne of David, about the Jeroboam prophecies, the clash of Amos 7, the Jeroboam end. And you add to that another massive angle to this story, the rolling coup against President Trump, unleashed by an Antiochus type, the political Antiochus, in 2016. Remember when Obama said, "Oh, no one could ever possibly rig an election. It's too decentralized. It's going to be perfect." And then President Trump wins, and Obama and his people immediately start screaming, "It was rigged. It was rigged. Putin did it." Yeah, Donald Trump is an agent of Vladimir Putin. Have you seen the Steele dossier? Have you gone through it point by point? By the way, that was a product, the Steele dossier, not just of America or Americans putting that filth in that bogus document. There were people in Britain that helped with that too. The attack, the rolling coup, treason. My father lays all that out in an article. I forget the date. Treason in America and Britain. I told you yesterday about the sickness. The sickness in Britain, head to toe. How Hosea 5 talks about the leadership, the priests, the leaders being like a snare to the people. The Bible says that when the righteous are in power, the people rejoice. Why aren't more people in Britain rejoicing like they were the day of Brexit? Finally, freedom. This is our Declaration of Independence. And 10 years on, it's not a very pretty picture, is it? And the truth of it is, it's the same for America. Now, we've talked about God bringing Jeroboam back and there being a temporary resurgence. But God is really, he's exposing our sins. And more you see our nations going down, the more powerful and the more visible God's work will be. The work of God's church, that is foremost in God's mind, and it should be in ours too. What God is doing, what God is doing through his work, how God's preparing the throne from which Jesus will rule. It was prophesied, it was promised. Going back all the way to the time of King David, and that Davidic covenant, even before that with Abraham. And then you look at Luke 1, verses 30 through 33. Jesus was born to be king. And he's coming back to this earth and he's going to rule from David's throne.
But going back to something we should ponder, as my father said, how could Herbert Armstrong know 60 years in advance, over all of that time when there was the, you know, the trade union of nations in Europe and Britain and the economic union, and then I forget when it was named, the European Union, and then they got the common currency, and Britain was never fully part of that, so Britain was kind of in, but then a little bit out as well. And Mr. Armstrong threw it all, saying Britain's not going to be a part of this. When it gets the economic union, when it gets its military, when Germany is the powerhouse, Britain's going to be on the outside looking in. How could he know that in 1956? 1956 is also when he wrote so much about the communist infiltration or invasion, some would say, of the United States of America. Well, and Britain too, really. The rolling coup. That was a communist attempt to take out Donald Trump. And here we're getting all these revelations from Tulsi Gabbard as she left office last week, exposing all of this corruption with Fauci and COVID and the intelligence community. So much sickness. And people don't care. Do you hear talking heads even getting into it? They're part of the lie. They're part of the hoax. And so when, you know, declassifying documents exposes them, they just ignore it. Nobody pays attention. Nobody's punished. Nobody, certainly nobody goes to jail. Of course not. So many heinous crimes. That's why the sure word of prophecy fills us with such joy and delight. Because we know what God has prophesied. We know where this is leading. We know it ultimately leads to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords ruling from an existent throne on this earth. You talk about a stone of destiny. But before that, there's a lot of tribulation that this world and that our nations have to go through. Mr. Armstrong, his keynote prophecy really revolved around these important points. Germany would be the leader of a united Europe. There would be no Britain in there to restrain Germany or to balance the power. Germany's in charge. Germany is to lead those 10 nations, those 10 kings. And then as part of that keynote prophecy, Britain will not be a part of it. And that was fulfilled in 2016. And then he also talked about the spiritual binding force. That would be the great mother church straddling the beast in Revelation 17. And then, of course, the confidence-inspiring leader, the Daniel 8 man. So it's not finished. We're going to see some other very dramatic and earth-shaking events before this is over. And that's really what my father got into in the first Key of David he recorded after Brexit. You think it's shocking that Britain left the European Union? Just wait. Wait until you see the 10 kings. Wait until you see the confidence-inspiring leader coming out of the heart of Europe, the beating heart that is Germany. It's electrifying when you step back on an anniversary or whenever and just look at the big picture here as it's playing out. This was our Key of David program in the UK at the time. It goes back 10 years, so if you want to send feedback, please, please tell me that I look exactly the same as I did 10 years ago. This was one of the first shows or one of the early shows that we did for the UK television stations going back to June of 2016. This would have played just before Brexit, clip two. Here in Britain, everyone's talking about a historic vote coming up on June 23rd. It's a referendum on whether Britain should leave the European Union, something that was perhaps unthinkable a decade ago. But on June 23rd, it becomes a real possibility. On that date, many millions of Britons will vote to leave the European Union. And many millions on that same day will vote to stay in. We won't know the final outcome until June 24th. But on today's program, I want to remind you of something Herbert W. Armstrong said all the way back in the 1950s and 60s. As many of you know, Mr. Armstrong's signature prophecy had to do with 10 kings rising out of Europe. There will be one final resurrection of a United States of Europe, a union of 10 kings or nations, the Bible says. But will Britain be part of it? The map of Europe is about to be redrawn. No matter what happens on June 23rd, the map of Europe, the continent, it's about to be redrawn. And the question that we'll look at in the second segment is, will Britain be part of this downsized European superstate? Now, we don't know. We're not here to say what's going to happen on June 23rd. I'm just here to echo what Herbert Armstrong said back in the 1950s. I'm just here to tell you what the Bible prophesies. It says Britain is not going to be a part of it. And it's time for our peoples to really wake up to what's happening in this world and to study what God has said, to study the prophecies of God. So many of them now have been fulfilled before our eyes. And so we know what's coming. We know what's going to happen one way or another, whether it's on June 23rd or some later date. Britain's going to be on the outside looking in, and this powerful Euro superstate is going to become the greatest power on earth.
A couple days later, Brexit happened. That played the weekend of Brexit. 2 Peter 1 and verse 19, it says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy." Whereunto, don't forget the second part, "you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." It all culminates in the prophesied return of Jesus Christ to this earth. He was born to be king. He's coming back to rule. And he's trying to help our nations understand that as long as you look to man or some movement. I read to you yesterday the Hosea 5 prophecy where the sickness gets so bad they look to Germany. They look to Assyria. The wound in little Judah is so bad. They look to, not God, they look to Germany. And by that point, there's a reason they're not looking to America anymore. Because America is pretty sick as well, divided, as I covered on the program yesterday. There is no hope in man. You put your trust in a human being and it brings curses. That's Jeremiah 17. Read the whole chapter. Bloomberg did a look back or considered the event Brexit 10 years ago, and did a pretty good job of summarizing the significance of that event. Obviously, they don't understand the prophetic significance of it, and that's really what should have been making headlines then and even today. But most just ignore it. It's in He Was Right. It's in the U.S. and Britain in Prophecy. It's in that 1956 article from Mr. Armstrong. It's in his final book, Mystery of the Ages, in 1985. But I guess people can just read over it, if they even read it, if they even take a moment to ponder, then they'll just dust off and move on. We got to get back into, you know, our independence, Brexit, or MAGA, or Trump, or Obama. And yet look at our nations. This is Bloomberg on the Brexit that happened 10 years ago today, clip 5.
There are certain days that change the world. Brexit was one of those days.
British people will have the final say in an in-out referendum.
Watch out, here we go.
One story dominated the news today, and it is Brexit.
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 What has been one of the most divisive votes?
It was staggering.
History unfolding before our very eyes.
The population at large doesn't trust the establishment.
The bastion of independence.
Brexit changed the way that politics is done, not only in the UK, but beyond that too.
People want to take their country back.
Passions that are not unique to Britain.
Vote out NHS.
It was a real once-in-a-lifetime moment.
But also sort of manifestly an act of economic self-harm.
A cosmopolitan elite had been trying to redefine Britain as a multicultural, multiracial, multi-ethnic society. And the Brexiteers said, no, we are a particular people, a product of a particular history with a particular set of roots.
We need our country back.
And so on the 23rd of June 2016, more than 33 million people cast ballots on a relationship that had shaped Britain's laws, trade and politics for almost half a century.
Yes is now showing at 67%.
The British people have spoken and the answer is we're out.
By a margin of 52 to 48, they said Britain should exit the European Union.
Huzzah! Independence Day!
It might have felt shocking, but it wasn't quite as surprising as I think a lot of people look back and say that it was.
But it was a political earthquake whose aftershocks were felt around the globe.
It shifted the world from a world which seemed to be getting ever closer, in which globalization was the dominant theme, into a world that was becoming ever more fragmented.
Brexit has ushered in a decade which has left Britain, Europe, the West in a worse shape than it started it. The issue is, would it have done much better without it?
So a lot of those talking heads believe that staying in the EU would have been better. But you heard right there at the last, Britain, the West, the world, it's in worse shape. Now, according to prophecy, here again, the sure word of prophecy, these are electrifying times we're living in. The woman in that clip there said, history is unfolding before our eyes. And she said it excitedly. It seemed like it. It's really prophecy that's unfolding right before our eyes. A third of the Bible is prophecy. And that's the third that even in religion gets ignored the most. Imagine ignoring all of these prophecies being fulfilled right before our eyes, prophecies that were written 2,000, 3,000 years ago. And right now, they're right before our eyes. We're living it. We're seeing it. And meanwhile, the nations, as was mentioned there at the end of that clip, our nations, America and Britain in particular, just keep getting sicker and sicker. This is from Chronicles. It says, not the book in the Bible, but a magazine. It says, as Britain gets ready for its seventh prime minister in just 10 years, it's time to ask whether the parliamentary system itself is broken. That might explain not only why landslide election victories don't translate into stable leadership in Britain, but also why America's Congress is so feckless. In America, they can't even pass a law that would secure the elections more. No, it's too controversial, I guess. Feckless in both nations. Is representative government an idea whose time has passed? Listen to this from Sky News Australia, clip 12.
It's as if Britain is now ungovernable. Too divided, getting poorer.
The same could be said about America. Too divided. It's getting poorer. Runaway inflation. Burdensome taxes. Deficit spending. Britain leading the way. Ungovernable. It's quite a statement. Remember the statement my father made after Queen Elizabeth died in 2022. He said, it's going to get worse in Britain. We're going to see Britain's demise accelerate even further, even faster. Now, how could he know that? How could he know? How could Mr. Armstrong know about Brexit 60 years before it happened? It's because these are students of Bible prophecy. Students of the Bible. So 10 years on, we can look back excitedly, as we should, at the fulfillment of prophecy. And then we could also look back at these past 10 years and see how the sickness has worsened. And that, too, is the fulfillment of prophecy. Play clip 6.
When you think about all the promises made during Brexit, how does that make you feel about politicians and about all of that?
The way I've always felt about them. They're in it. Let's face it, everybody's in it for themselves. A lot of people voted for Brexit knowing full well that half the stuff we were being sold was a lie, but in the hope that we would take back control.
Yes, yes, but we didn't, and it's still going on.
They supported Brexit, but are disappointed with how governments handled it.
Lots of disappointment. So many promises. Everything was going to get better. And here we are 10 years on. CNBC says, since then, the UK haggled for a deal as Cameron's successor, Theresa May, failed to pass a proposal 3 times before stepping down. Brexit was eventually delivered by Prime Minister Boris Johnson in 2020. It was 4 years, a 4-year divorce. It took that long just to say, fine, we're going to go it alone. This is our Independence Day. And then the feckless parliamentary leaders fought and fought and fought over how to take back control of their country. The Brexit campaign promised to take back control of immigration, free up more money for the country's health service, and forge trade deals with the rest of the world. A decade later, Brexit still looms over life in Britain. Play clip 7.
There's no doubt that successive prime ministers, and most of them have been conservative, by the way, so this is not a left-right thing. They've all been completely useless in the way they have managed migration, both illegal and legal. And until we get a prime minister that can get a grip of that, I think the tensions are going to increase. Plus, you know, our economy is underperforming. The pressure on public services, a lot of that, because of the increased number of people coming into the country, that has been collapsing. So there's a general sense that Britain has been floundering now for nearly a decade or more, and we are desperate for someone somewhere to come through and restore us.
Desperation. Desperate for leaders. Leaders that the Bible prophesies are like a snare. Isaiah 3 says that God's just taken them all away. 7 prime ministers in 10 years. 7 prime ministers since Brexit. During that 10-year period, here's one from DW News, clip 8.
Britain voted yes to Brexit to take back control. 10 years later, it can't even keep a prime minister. In June 2016, voters in the UK were asked, should Britain remain in the European Union or leave? Well, leave won by a narrow margin. A decade later, the numbers have reversed. The latest polls show that 52% of British voters would say that they would support rejoining the EU if they could. Now, in 2016, Brexit was sold as a way to take back control of borders, laws, money, and Britain's place in the world. But 10 years later, its political parties seem broken, voters are angry, and as of today, Prime Minister number 6 is out and 7 is apparently in the works. So did Brexit give Britain control, or did it trap it in a never-ending crisis? As some people are asking, did Brexit break Britain?
A never-ending crisis. Britain is broken. We discussed this with you yesterday. My father has a section in the Hosea booklet about, and again, like I said yesterday, that verse in Hosea 5, verse 13, it talks about Judah's wound, but it mentions Ephraim's sickness. And really, Ephraim is the main focus And America is missing. And so they turn to, not God, they turn to Assyria. You can study more into that by just ordering a free copy of that Hosea booklet. This next clip, though, it's interesting just how they use the terminology they're using is, well, you've heard some of it, that it's the leaders are useless. What did he say at the end of that one? Did Brexit break Britain? And then in these next two, it talks about wounds, which is language that comes right out of the Bible, at least with respect to Judah. But notice clip 9.
The wounds opened by the very divisive Brexit vote, you remember how close it was, mm-hmm. Have simply not healed. The reality of taking back control has not been as simple and attractive, I think, as it sounded to many voters. And that's added to frustration out there, that there's a feeling that they were either misled, that it would be too easy, or that the British governments that have tried to take on this challenge have not been good enough and have failed.
Yeah, you bring up a very good point here. It's the politics that appears for many people to be the problem. 10 years after the referendum, Britain has had 6 prime ministers and is now headed towards another one.
The wounds, he said there, they're opened by a very divisive Brexit vote. 10 years on, you still see a lot of division. You still see open wounds. One more that uses that same language, clip 10.
Once this Pandora's box was opened, it's been impossible to close. And the wounds that were caused on both sides, the feeling of upset by the people who wanted to remain in Europe, losing those benefits of being in the single market and the mm-hmm. customs union, and on the other side, the grievances of Brexit voters who wanted to send a message about mass immigration, neither of them have been satisfied. In fact, both sides feel more aggrieved now than ever.
Would you say, David, was Brexit maybe also a symptom of something deeper? You know, weak growth, broken public services, distrust of elites and voters who no longer believed either major party. I mean, was all of this being, I guess, manifest through Brexit?
I think there's an aspect of that. When you have a big national referendum, we don't have them very often in Britain. It's not a common part of British life. So there was a feeling that this might solve a lot of problems. And everybody had their own thoughts about which problems it might solve. Well, it was impossible, of course, for a government to come along and satisfy everybody in that case.
There was a feeling that this surely is just going to solve our problems. Your Bible says in Hosea 5:13, I read this yesterday, but it's worth repeating, when Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian and sent to King Jareb, yet could he not heal you nor cure you of your wound. The sickness actually worsens. In the Hosea booklet that I just referenced, my father said, already the European Union has been mentioned publicly as a protector to Israel as the U.S. grows weaker. You're seeing that. I briefly went through the severing alliance between the U.S. and little Israel in the Middle East. And Israel increasingly is turning to Germany. Germany has grown more and more active in the region, and you're about to see Germany becoming more active in Britain as well. Because Ephraim and Judah are crying out to Germany for help because of the sickness, because of the wounds. My father says, it seems the Israelis can trust their worst historical enemy, but they can't trust God to protect them. And God is their only source of help. Still, Israel continues to be lovers with the Germans. Soon it will go to the Germans in far greater desperation. This all applies to Ephraim too. This will lead to its destruction. It's not the Arabs who are going to destroy it. The friendship between Germany
and the biblical nations of Israel is going to lead to one of the biggest double crosses in human history. It shows just how far we are willing to go to trust or try anything except turning to God, except repentance toward God, except looking to God. Brexit's going to solve all the problems. Obama's going to heal the wounds, the division. Trump's going to fix everything that Obama tried to blot out or destroy. When will we turn to God and admit we can't solve this? We can't fix these problems. It's broken. I mentioned the article we had at the Trumpet right after Brexit 10 years ago. What's next for Britain? And Richard Palmer writes, amid all this uncertainty, it makes sense to turn to the same sources that forecast Britain's exit. So what's next? Well, let's return to the Bible, he says. We knew they were going to exit the European Union because of Bible prophecy. So what about Britain's future? Yes, there were problems being attached to a German-dominated union of nations. They broke free from that, and did that solve their problems? Well, you've already heard the answer in the clips I've played. It says here, is this a new birth of freedom for Britain? At the Trumpet, we've certainly pointed to the flaws of Britain's relationship with Europe. We've lamented the loss of sovereignty to Europe. So is it sunlit uplands from now on? Sadly, no. I read this to you yesterday. While the EU has certainly caused problems for Britain, the biggest wounds are self-inflicted and won't go away even when the divorce is finalized. In another article, same issue, August 2016, Mr. Palmer makes the point that Britain leaving the European Union, as prophesied, it also removes perhaps the biggest form of resistance to Germany dominating the Union. He says here, Brexit puts Germany in a dangerous position. On the one hand, Europe has just lost a major power with some ability to keep Germany in check. Germany's power and influence in Europe has increased. Don't be lulled to sleep thinking that, well, it's been 10 years. Come on. We can't put our faith in prophecy. No, it's happening. It's unfolding. Prophecy is unfolding before our eyes. My father in that Key of David from July, I think it was July 7th, 2016. Britain leaves the EU. You heard a bit of it in the cold open. Here's another clip, clip one.
But how could we know for 70 years that Britain would not be a part of this European combine, which is going to morph into the 10 kings prophesied in Revelation 17 and other places in your Bible? Let me read to you what Herbert Armstrong wrote in 1956. This is 1956. Here is what he said. The stage is all set. All that's lacking now is a strong leader. The Germans are coming back from the destruction of World War II in breathtaking manner. Germany is the economic and military heart of Europe. Probably Germany will lead and dominate the coming United States of Europe. But Britain will be no part of it. Now, he said that in 1956. That's 60 years ago. How could he know? How could he possibly know that that was going to happen? Well, because it's prophesied in your Bible. It's right there for everybody to see if they're willing.
Prophecy fulfilled right before our eyes. Now it's been 70 years. 70 years ago, Herbert Armstrong said there would be a Brexit, Britain's exit from the Union. He was also sounding the alarm about communism. Communism spreading in our countries, in Ephraim, in Manasseh. prophecy being fulfilled right before our eyes. Here's another clip from that 2016 Key of David, clip 15.
Britain was never going to be a part of the political union. That's just the way it is. It's now forming that way. But if you notice this, though, Mr. Armstrong not only said Britain would be in it, he actually prophesied that there would be a United States of Europe before that, those 10 nations. That, too, is fulfilled prophecy. It didn't become it. It had to develop and sort of morph into the 10 nations or the 10 kings. He goes on to say, when this giant combine, a United States of Europe, finally emerges as such before a startled and dumbfounded world. In other words, this is going to startle and dumbfound the world a lot more, 1,000 times more, I'm sure, than what Britain's leaving the European Union did to the world, and shocked the world in that way.
As we've noted on this show so many times, people are going to be lulled to sleep when the 10 kings show up. And we actually have leaders in Israel that are encouraging it, that are encouraging Germany to build a war machine. You've heard that on this program so many times. The Trump administration encouraging this. The alliance between the United States and Europe. That too is part, that's Brexit times 10. What happens when Britain exits? What happens when America exits? And when Germany is left to dominate the continent? Well, if you don't want to study Bible prophecy, maybe go back and study a little history from the 1930s and 40s. What will it take for God to get our attention? How did you react to Brexit 10 years ago? What was the first thing you thought of? What was the most important headline or takeaway from June 23rd, 2016, 10 years ago? We're in the 100-year anniversary of Herbert Armstrong's conversion to the truth. And for 50-plus years, that man was out there speaking for God. He came in the spirit and the power of the end-time Elijah, just like the prophecies foretold. Malachi 3, Malachi 4, Matthew 17, Luke 1. He's the prophesied one, the world should have been saying. But instead, it's just easy to ignore, to dismiss. Well, that's just a religious extremist. He's just got some strong views based on the Bible, and we can't really trust the Bible's account today. I mean, it was put together thousands of years ago. We've got more exciting things to really throw our support behind. Brexit, or Trump, or this movement, or that movement, or this party. God's trying to get our attention. It really does show just how merciful and loving our great God is to just constantly remind us of what we really and truly need, to constantly keep coming back with, turn from your wicked ways. That was the program we had over the weekend. That's what God expects. Here's my father saying, look, this is dramatic. What happened June 23rd, 2016. But wait until those 10 kings form. One final clip, clip 16.
This is a pivotal prophecy in Revelation 17. Let me read this to you. Revelation 17 and verse 10. Remember, there were 10 resurrections of the Roman Empire. The last 7 are called the Holy Roman Empire. 6 of them are already come and gone. Now notice what it says in verse 10 of Revelation 17. And there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, and 1 is, and the other is not yet come, and when he comes, he must continue a short space. Now, the 1 is, that's when Mr. Armstrong was there telling you that Britain was not going to be a part of it. He was on the scene, and prophesying all about the sixth head and also telling you a lot about the seventh head that was coming. But he was there in World War II when that sixth head rose up, when one is. He was on the scene. Some prophet of God had to be on the scene. One is when that sixth head was alive and well. And that was Herbert W. Armstrong. Told us all about it. The United States and Britain in prophecy. Another book that you need if you don't have it. It's absolutely essential to understand your Bible. But here, you see, Britain is going to be out for certain.
It's not something that he was surprised by because of the prophecies of God. Something, as you heard in the cold open, something to ponder. Last year in the Trumpet, my father had an article. This is from March 2025. Why God is saving America through Donald Trump. Why? I mean, this is something to ponder as well. Why did God do that? We were there for 4 years saying he's coming back. Just believe the prophecies. There were twists and turns. There were twists and turns leading up to Brexit. But it happened. And it happened in the case of Jeroboam returning. Donald Trump returning to office, just as we said, like a broken record for 4 years. Why is God saving America through Trump? Temporarily, we should add. So many people, he writes, are investing faith in the new president and are excited about the changes he promises to make. Many of those changes are good and will reverse some of the bitter affliction America has suffered. But none of them is a substitute for the national repentance that must take place to replace the curses and punishments that await us with the lasting blessings of God. It is no substitute for repentance. You could say the same thing about Brexit. As exciting as that was for so many people in Britain, for so many people around the world, Britain got its independence. Britain got its country back. My father said last year, people are looking to Donald Trump to fix America's problems. No man can accomplish what Mr. Trump thinks he can. God wants to make America's temporary resurgence permanent. But that will happen only if we are, but only if we as a people truly, genuinely repent and turn to God. Repentance is the only way. There's no substitute for it. 10 years on from Brexit, Donald Trump got back in office just last year. Where would America be 10 years from now? Assuming time went on long enough, what would America, this America, be like 10 years from now? Do you think everyone would be living in a Garden of Eden utopia? Or will there be a lot of bitter disappointment? Well, you can actually find out by looking into the many prophecies of God. The sure word of Bible prophecy, my father wrote in the New Throne of David. I mentioned that pivotal time, 2016 and 17, and then his understanding of the new throne in 2017. He writes in that the book that was later produced, going by that same name. He says, we are living in a time of terrible corruption in the nations of Israel. With the royal family in Britain today, God cannot correct the situation by the stripes of men. He cannot set things right within Ephraim, Manasseh, and Judah under present conditions. He goes on and talks about Britain letting go of the stone in 1996. Princess Diana killed in that horrific car accident in 1997, and just the curses over the years. And of course, just like Mr. Armstrong said in that quote I gave to you from 1968, even as we see our countries getting sicker by the day, God's work is ascendant. In the same year that they gave up the stone, we printed Mystery of the Ages. God's work is ascendant. That's where we want to place our hope, our faith, because God is at the center. It's God's work, because God is doing it. God is leading it. And it's leading to the return of Jesus Christ to this earth and his rule with a rod of iron. When the righteous are ruling, then the people rejoice. Then they're going to say, you know what? It's been, what a decade it's been under Jesus Christ's rule. Or maybe a century into the world tomorrow. What a century this has been. So much peace and prosperity and success. That's coming. I mean, that's coming too. And it's prophesied too. It's not like all the prophecies are these dire prophecies of spectacular clashes. There's that too. But the hope is in the return of Jesus Christ and the establishment of God's family government over all the earth. I took you 2 minutes over, but we won't charge you for any of that extra content. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily, the fastest moving hour in broadcasting. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time.